Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello everybody, my name is Min and I'm your co-host with our three other guests here, Debbie, Heather and Matthew. Hello folks, how are you?
Hello.
Very
Hello
good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year everyone.
This is our 200th episode.
Wow.
It's a lot of episodes.
It's a lot of talking we've done in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been almost, February is 2 years. 200 episodes, we've timed it perfectly well. 200th episode is our first episode for 2024. Wow. We did the 100th episode a year ago, and here we are now, year two, finished. How did 2023 end, Matthew?
Well, I feel like I wasn't really too privy to it, but the voices from the NDIS was the last significant thing that we spoke about.
The review.
Well,
you mean, yeah.
Let's go backwards, Heather. There were some big milestones last year. What were they?
Well, my major milestone that I've written down is the review. So that came out on the 7th of December. So really good way to wrap up the year. That was the final report, of which there were 26 recommendations and 139 yep. actions.
So that was the NDIS 2.0 reboot.
That's right.
Prior to that, there was the...
There was the Royal Commission.
The Disability
yes,
Royal Commission
disability.
On the
yep.
abuses in
and
the system.
And the pricing review.
Yes,
the pricing review.
Yeah, before that was
the pricing review.
So three big events. Were they the only three this year? Three
yeah,
big events?
I think
they're
the three major
2023,
things.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Prior to the NDIS pricing review on July 1, it was pretty quiet for 4 months.
It was. We were really busy when we came back from the Christmas New Year break in January. And then by March, April, things got really quiet. Mm. There wasn't much stock to sell. There wasn't really a whole lot of investor confidence either in the market. The returns weren't there. Prices were going up. Build times were long. And everything changed with that price review that came out late June. And yeah, the second half of last year just was crazy.
A lot of things happened. That's all I can say.
Compared to 2022,
which is pretty boring. That was boring.
I don't know about boring, but
lack of building supplies. Also, I think the recovery from COVID, you know, the lack of building supplies was a big thing, and that's finally started to recover as well. And
that I guess that was still really a hangover of that in 2022 and into 2023.
Interest rate rises. That was the talk of the town, interest rate rises.
Yeah.
So I think we ended up with a bang. Good and bad, I guess. But it's a big relief to have 2023 over and out, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly was a year that changed our business quite significantly. We grew in terms of our staff, our team. We did a lot more. Obviously, podcasts have really taken off. We're getting a lot more business and brand awareness through that. And we just connected with a lot more people in the industry this last 12 months than we had done previously, and that's really changed our business hugely.
I think also you were talking earlier in the year how things seemed to be a bit stagnant, which is when I joined the company in February, but there was so much work going on here behind the scenes. You know, everyone was working so hard, whether it was, you know, new employees and interviews and new processes, but we didn't really start to see the benefit of that until the second half of the year. And I can certainly see the difference between now and then, you know, how much more mature we are. And the team is built, but it's a really strong team as well. Like everyone works really well together and everyone knows their defined role. So I can certainly see that change. Very positive.
Yeah, 3 years ago, Matthew, it was just me, you and Debbie, 2.5 years ago. And we were in the dark. We were fumbling in the dark trying to figure out our way through SDA.
We hadn't refined our processes at all. And kind of what Heather was just saying then, I suppose that lull in kind of what was happening with the NDIS at the start of the year was beneficial for us to kind of refine those processes with new staff coming on board and really, I suppose, come into our own in terms of what we were doing and making things more efficient, I suppose.
As Debbie said, the podcast really has become that core part of our business, because I wouldn't have thought 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that having the podcast, this channel here with you, our listeners, would be that beacon of, not beacon of hope, but beacon of
information,
collaboration, bringing together lots of just people in the space, the SDA space, to this platform called an online social media forum via podcast, Spotify here, or Amazon and Google here. And it spreads awareness of our learned experiences. When we first started, this is our journey as a business 3 years ago. Let's go on this journey with us. Let us try and share with you, our listeners, what we've learned and share the learnings of other professionals who we've come across. And that has just given so many people hope and ideas and vision of where this is going moving forwards, I guess.
And maybe a place for people in the industry to also get their information out and who they are. I think we've had some really amazing guests and speakers on the podcast in the last 12 months. And I think and it differed quite significantly to the previous year. A lot more episodes where we were continuing, so part one, part two, part three of a particular topic. I think we've surprised ourselves with just how much we have to talk about.
Yeah,
100%. Originally, I can remember the Min's idea for the podcast was just, let's just create a resource that we can use to have a few episodes so that people can listen to those episodes and then they know what they're doing.
So we didn't have to keep repeating ourselves over and over again.
And it's so much more than that now.
Yeah.
So even though this is publishing episode 200 right now, we've actually done 209 already. So this is plugging in the 200 number and then the next 9 will follow through pretty quickly as well. So a lot of my time and effort is going into how the content, who we're talking to next, who we're interviewing, how we structure the summary of the podcast. It has become a very big part of this. And, you know, I wish there were more people doing the SDA podcasts out there, but there's no one else doing this out there. Yeah, and we've become the market leader. And you know, if you were to come up and be a competitor against us, I mean, we've got too much content out there already. So it's pretty.
Beat 200 episodes.
Yeah. But look, it's all about collaboration. We urge more people to come out and try and share knowledge because the SDA space is evolving every single week, every single month, every single year. And it's just changing. And even now, as of December 7th, as Heather said, it's just flipped upside down again. And we have to learn a new path moving forwards without IL as a category. So possibly. So what do we do while we're in limbo with the SDA while waiting for the changes of the NDIS review? So all I can say is we're just so passionate about this podcast. We're so passionate about the feedback, Debbie. The feedback from inquiries, being emailed to us, asking us questions. And we're using those questions as a topic sometimes in our podcast, Matthew, which is really great to hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, we encourage as many people to be part of this journey, be part of the interview process, Heather. And I think the more we get inquiries and engagement from other people, the more we'll be productive for everyone in the community. Wouldn't you agree?
There's also two milestones that were important. One, that the NDIS was 10 years old last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And also that 5 years to implement all the actions from the review. So interesting to think about where we will be in 5 years' time.
Yeah, and considering we're 3.5 years old now, that seems like a really long way off. But yeah, 5 years of doing podcasts and learning so much more about this industry.
And how much change will happen.
Oh,
if this much change has happened in 3.5 years, and what's going to happen in 5?
Absolutely.
What I've been also amazed, well, surprised, mildly surprised with is the constant advertising on social media now of SDA.
Yep.
By everyone.
Yes. A statement.
Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing, I guess. The good thing.
I speak to investors and they say, I looked up one thing to do with SDA and I'm bombarded by information, you know. So
when in doubt, go to Facebook, right?
But it also comes back to kind of what we're doing and our original goals is kind of a one-stop shop for kind of the information resources that you'd need to if you consider SDA. So and a big part of that comes back to the podcast where it is a centralized resource where we're not just talking about one particular issue, we're visiting SDA and NDIS as a whole and providing alternative perspectives from alternative people in that space. So it's not just, we're just focusing on this and let's forget about everything else.
I totally agree.
You can't understate that.
And Debbie, Eva, wouldn't you agree? If you go back our 200 episodes, you will see the different speakers coming in and out of our show. And you hear the content back then a year ago, a year and a half ago, or 6 months ago. And it comes to be true with what we're saying. So what we did with Engard Sink from Citadel Constructions, the groundwork we did with regards to the research and the designs and the, what's the word, the upgradable floor plan from IL to HBS, the mini maxi.
Like just that's, and stuff like that is just, you no wouldn't one have does. Even thought about that, you know, a year ago.
Yeah, but the fact that the government changed its little thing with the review meant that there was no impact upon his business, the Sedana business, and the floor plans at all, nothing at all, other than a small price upgrade. So the little things that we're coming across, what's the word, bespoke style approach to SDA, which the word future-proof is probably a little bit too strong, being aware of or being flexible.
Flexibility. And future-proofing as well.
Yeah, no, I think flexibility in the business model, in the from everyone, but certainly from the builders and the providers.
And because of our growth and our brand awareness, everybody listening, we come across content and data, which is good and bad.
Okay? Yes.
And only because of our market presence, I guess, our relationship with large organizations like the Housing Hub and finance institutions, are we seeing this data come to us directly that you, the mum and dad, wouldn't see?
Mm, absolutely. What were you telling me this morning, Min, that...
One of our finance lender specialists who does SMSF lending are processing 200 house and land SMSF deals in Perth.
Yeah.
And that goes on top of the other 650 house and land being built in Perth via our one of our good friends, an SA provider, who's working in Perth right now from Queensland.
So because we have these really amazing contacts now, we are learning so much about what's going on at the grassroots level, at the beginning of the SDA journey for a lot of investors, that maybe no one else or very few people have that information.
But this information allows us to maneuver that maze.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll give you an example here. This SDA provider told us that in this 60-lot subdivision, an hour south of Perth in Mandurah, just a little bit north of Mandurah, there were 30 SDA houses being built in that 160-lot subdivision, and no one knows about that. Well, the land developer knows. The builders are all, you know, they don't care. And I can tell you right now, 30 houses for SDA in 160-lot subdivision is
50%.
50%, which is the standard, the benchmark is 10%, which is should only be 3. No, 6.
Yeah.
So 24 too many. And I can assure you there'll be at least 24, 25 very sad investors who have empty houses on 700 grand packages, loans, 600 grand loan, 700 grand loan facilities, and they'll have nowhere to pay off their mortgage south of Perth.
So this is what our podcast has, how it's benefited our business and our knowledge, because it has brought so many people to us that are giving us this knowledge.
In their secrets.
Their secrets that we are then able
to share with you.
To share, absolutely, with you, so that we know where the good areas, the bad areas, where the voids are. And it's only because we now have these connections.
Also, Debbie, the targeted webinars have been incredible for getting that information as well. Just sitting in on the webinars and personally learning and being generous with our information. You don't hold the information. We get it and we share it.
So we're becoming very active in our webinars now. We're pushing the research reports as much as possible. Information, inside goss from other providers and builders is giving us a warning sign of what to not jump into. And then, truth be told, the warnings we're giving everyone about Perth, south of Perth, they're not there.
No.
We're not there.
We've never been there.
Never. We knew that a year ago.
No.
But yet everyone's flooding into it. So here's a warning sign to you listeners out there, right? And this is, you know, this could be a benchmark number. If you have a 2 in front of your land price, which is 200,000-ish, you're in a very low socioeconomic area. That's just the facts. And if you went into that area, that means you're looking at cheap build price as well, which means your package price for an IL or a robust house is probably high sixes to high sevens in that range somewhere. Okay? Which means everyone else has done the same thing as well. If everyone's done the same thing as you, you are in an oversupply market area. The benchmark right now to be in a safe zone in Perth and Brisbane and Melbourne is the 900 grand plus prices as an overall package. If you're not in the 900 grand package area pricing, $900 to $1.1 million, it means you are in the inferior areas, which means everyone else is there as well, which means you are exposed to the oversupply saturation risk, which we've been talking about for a long time. And this was raised in Brad Fuller's podcast with me recently as well. So again, the new benchmark is $1.0 to $2.0 million now to be in that safe zone.
Yeah, because you've got to have the land that's in a desired location, a required location. It's got to be the right kind of land. And you've also got to build a better house, a better property than the others are building. And that's going to cost you more. You're future-proofing it. And that is the only way to have a really good, secure SDA investment.
The NDIS review is all about giving power back to the participants, Heather. So the Disability Royal Commission about abuses, the NDIS review about being more sustainable, more efficient, power back to the participants, right? I mean, you've all seen it and heard about it, these navigators. Why? Because the so-called support coordinators and local area coordinators and the support workers and the cell providers and all this bureaucratic red tape everywhere, it makes it hard for participants to get funding, number one, and number two, use their funding properly. When there's too much power being held or control being held by other individuals who have too much power over their rights. So people deserve the right to have choice and control. And let it be clear, let me be clear here, the participants in the community do not have enough choice and control. They don't. We all say it loosely as if it's simple and easy to achieve, but no, they don't get choice and control, really. You throw people in a group home, do they actually have choice and control when they're being looked after by one person? They're not. They're being abused out in there. And they're being mismanaged and whatnot. So that's the truth of the Disability Royal Commission. That's the truth of the NDIS review. That's the truth. Okay. I'm going on a tangent here. This is a different part of what we do here as SDA. But the point being is there are market conditions which do affect us in SDA. SDA is a very small part of the NDIS, true. But those big market factors do affect the SDA community, which affects you, the investor in SDA. So that's why last year, 2023, is now over, but it caused a bit of ruckus, concern, uncertainty, being in limbo. It is where it is. And we have to evolve with those changing market conditions. You know, we always said, you know, no, the government won't change their mind. Here we are, the government did change their mind. It did. So all those naysayers on the fence saying, ha ha, we told you so. Well, we've got to bite our tongue here and see what happens next, because maybe the government doesn't change its mind. Maybe it does, but we don't know that. So we just got to go forth and proceed with what we have. And that's all I have to say on this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think to come back to the fact that this is the first episode for 2024. 2024? Can you believe that? We're a quarter way into the new century almost. I think that I'm starting off the year in a really positive note. It's great to be back after a few weeks off. But yeah, with all the changes we went through last year and everything we learnt in this evolving industry. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next.
Matt, have you seen the quality of the investors you're dealing with? I mean, your impression of people 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 1 month ago?
A lot more informed.
Yeah.
A lot more informed. A lot of the people we originally spoke to, they required a lot of education and information to kind of move forward. It'd be rare that you'd speak to anyone who knew anything, to be honest. And now, I suppose everyone has at least heard about it. They've read something. They know a little bit. They have a friend who's already done it, who's recommended them to move forward with us, potentially. So I feel like it's definitely changing in terms of people's perceptions of it and people knowing more about it.
Mm.
And obviously, I think that's a good thing in the long run, because ultimately, the more informed everyone is about different processes and how everything works, the better. But I would say my final thoughts would be, I suppose, watch this space, because if 2024 is anything like 2023, then it'll be interesting and hopefully there'll be changes for the better moving forward. Yeah.
There's also talk, I think someone mentioned to me, an SDA provider, the NDIS, the commission intends to quasi-register real estate agents selling SDA.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And I bring this up because remember that 60-lot subdivision I talked about earlier in Perth? A lot of those agents are making $100,000 commission per sale, right? And I know that some of them said, we don't care. What do you mean? Do you care about the tenants? We don't care, right?
Well, that will be interesting.
When agents are selling shitty stock, that's SDA, to innocent mum and dad investors being ripped off, and they say they don't care, that's a bad sign.
Mm.
right? So I encourage our listeners, be careful who you talk to. It doesn't take much to do a bit of research on who you're doing business with, you know? Be very, very careful, because this could be your life savings. And if it is, and you make a wrong mistake, it could ruin you financially. Heather, do you remember 15, 12 years ago, the mining boom across Australia?
I absolutely do.
And, yes. You know, building houses and stuff in Emerald and Gladstone and Broome and West Australia and all those things. It was a big mining boom, and everyone's just trying to pour money into the houses around Australia. And then when the market fell out, iron ore prices and all those other prices around Australia, LNG and everything else stopped and dropped. All those houses lost $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 each.
And not only are they vacant, but also the cafes and the schools and every bit of infrastructure has been around to support those houses, also not thriving.
I think Elizabeth Jackson said to us on a podcast once, it's like having a chair with four legs, right? If you have a chair with four legs, that's pretty stable. If you have a chair with three legs, it's a little bit unstable there. You get in the chair with two legs, Jesus Christ, that's just going to just fall out from under you. So be very careful. If you're using your superannuation, your retirement money, right, to buy SDA index property, and God, I hope those 200 houses applicants in SMSF who are going to Perth right now are not buying those shitty areas, they're going to lose their money big time. I'm saying this on this podcast because no one else is saying it. I'm making a call here. 6 months, 12 months from now, we're going to see a lot of bad press in newspapers about market spruikers, cowboy real estate agents from Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast.
Selling in these cheap areas in Perth. Not to say there aren't good areas. There are some amazing areas in Perth. It's almost impossible to get land in them at the moment. But there's been a lot of areas that are way, way oversupplied. And we knew about this 6 months ago.
Oversupply, overpriced, oversaturated. I'm making this public announcement here, right? It's going to happen. I've spoken to the powers up there, right? The big players, and they're all aware of this. And I'm telling you right now, to you people listening, if you're buying a cheap SDA house in a cheap area, be very, very careful.
Yep.
Yeah? Because...
Well, we're now getting to a point in the SDA market. I mean, it's still in early days for sure, but we've got 4,000 new builds, 4,000 legacy properties or existing properties. And yes, we do need a lot more new builds, but especially with the review stating that they needed to be doing a lot more refurbishment of old properties and the government's stepping up to actually fund those, we are going to see the need for new builds going down, dropping as the market starts to become accurately supplied. And that's when all those really cheap properties in bad locations are really going to feel it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like saying, do you go buy a Great Wall vehicle, Matt, or the rebadged version, the Haval? Same, right? So we're not saying to you, our listeners, don't go buy this or buy that in that area. I'm saying just listen to the advice we've given the last 2 years. Future-proof it. Do your homework. Do your research. Ask around. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. Get a fourth opinion. And be very careful. That's all we're saying. Okay? Because there's only so much you as a individual mum and dad investor can do at the moment by yourself with your limited resources. We do this 24/7. Well, not 24/7, but...
Pretty much.
Yeah, almost.
24/7.
Yeah, I don't sleep. But you, the mum and dad, be very careful, please.
Ooh.
So anyway, look, moving on, 2024 is ahead of us. We're really excited about our new team. We've now brought on board four new staff members the last few weeks and another one next week or two. So five new staff members on our team. We've really refined the way we've approached business. That is how we do business, conduct business with other organizations, mum and dad investors, other large institutions as well. And our research is here to help out with other investors, mum and dads as well. So we're doing our best to help as many as we can. And we invite anyone who is working in the NDIS or SDA space to come along and talk to Debbie, myself, Matt and Heather as well, anytime you want, for sure. Matt, Heather, Debbie, any final words of advice for the year ahead for anyone listening, please?
I just feel that we're ready to go, like Debbie said, first day back in the office today, and we've got all systems in place. There's no treading water. Everyone is moving forward, back into it straight away. Everyone just sat down, got on with their job. There was no, what am I doing? Why am I here? Let's have a, you know, we didn't really even needed, well, we had a short team meeting, but we didn't have to sit there and talk about our goals for the year. And everyone knows what they're doing. So I think that it's going to be a big year.
Matt? I'll just say, you know, yeah, what Heather said, it's going to be a big year. Just continue watching this space. We will keep you updated. We will provide you with resources that you need. And if this is a path that you want to go down, we would be happy to lead you and guide you through that.
Cool.
Yeah, ditto to both of those. And I guess given the experiences that we've had in this past 12 months, expect more upheaval and change and surprises. Then we intend to stay on top of it and get the word out as quickly as we can.
My my advice is expect the unexpected, be careful. And I use one example. For the last 2-3 years, we've been saying group home, legacy homes, you know, it's going to change, it's being phased out, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, a few weeks ago, the government says we're going to try and retrofit them all, refurbish them all. We don't know how that's going to happen, given so many people are in the legacy homes and the group homes out there. But maybe it's the way the government's trying to work with the state and territories to try and make it done faster. Don't know. But let's see what happens with the review for the next 12 months as they decide the decisions of the next 12 months to be implemented in the next 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.